little Carrie Strug moment pushing through the injury.
Throw those hands up, get your score,
and then get some medical attention.
It was so engaged and passionate and used her full body and her really cool movements.
It's fun to see them letting loose a little bit, seeing more of their personality coming through. I don't think that takes away from the gymnastics at all. I think it just adds to the experience.
They showed us two championship rotations. And, you know, the other two were great also.
The floor and the vault rotations, if those are going to be your weakest, you're still on a championship pass. They went in with that pressure and they handled it like champions.
So here's my theory on that.
Double Back with Kenty Mack.
Welcome to season two of Double Back with Kenty Mack. Each week, I'll watch a meet and discuss it with a friend. This week for conference championships, please welcome back my friend Mark.
Oh, thank you, Kenty Mack. Always a delay.
So last year we talked about Michigan State and what was the other team that we talked about last year?
Was it the dual Michigans?
It was Michigan State and Western Michigan.
Right. There we go.
We've had a lot of coverage of Big Ten teams this season and we hadn't talked at all about the Big 12. What'd you think of the Big 12 championships?
It was a great meet overall. I mean, really impressive gymnastics across the board. Lots of consistency. Obviously got more coverage of Oklahoma and Denver, but saw a little bit from West Virginia and Iowa. Just great gymnastics. And Oklahoma really just shines with their consistency.
They're also pulling into that postseason mode right now. They're focusing out on those sticks. And I would say on three of the events, they were like on it, lights out.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I mean, those last two rotations, they stuck every single landing one after another.
So before we run through team by team, I just wanted to hear a little bit what you thought. So they involved Mary Lou Retton in this broadcast, kind of in a half-hearted way.
It was cute. It was a little bit light, giving a little bit of nod to history. It was a good place-oriented placement of a glorious champion. But I don't know. What did you think?
Yeah, so I didn't actually know she had a lot of ties to West Virginia University through her family. She, of course, grew up in West Virginia, but they showed on the broadcast like her father and her sister and her brother, I think, had all played sports at West Virginia and two of them were in the Hall of Fame. So I sort of get that. I don't know if they didn't think of it in time or they didn't have time to get with Mary Lou Retton and tape something in person. It kind of sounded like they taped something over the phone and they didn't have a great connection and the quality kind of went in and out a little bit. And I thought, maybe I wanted something a little bit more high quality for the Big 12 championships.
Sure. Maybe they just realized the connection right before the taping.
we didn't check this footage.
Wait a sec. Did you know that Mary Lou Retton has a connection to West Virginia?
Oh, let's pull something together. Can someone get her on the phone?
The meet starts in 27 minutes. Let's call her.
Right. So like you said, the coverage was a little bit more weighted toward the top two teams. West Virginia and Iowa State finished third and fourth. A few things that stood out to me from West Virginia: they had a great rotation on the floor exercise at the end of the meet. They were just churning out the hits. They only finished a tenth lower than Oklahoma in their scores on the floor. And they did show a few of those fantastic floor routines. I thought they were pretty impressive there.
They really did. It was actually one of my favorite of the floor performances, really. They just had a lot of great energy, fun choreography. They're a very strong team. And you know, I'm partial to the strong athletic gymnastics. And I saw that consistently with West Virginia, but it showed up really nicely on the floor.
Yeah, Kendra Combs was one of the athletes that they showed, and I thought she did a fantastic job. Just a shout out for Kiana Yancey. They showed her on a couple of different events. She's an all-arounder for West Virginia, and it just seemed like she's carrying this team on her back for most of the meet. Like, she did a great job of being strong, consistent performer across all four pieces for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And Emily Holmes had just a really, you know, fun routine, really strong tumbling there at the end. Really enjoyed watching her as well.
Yeah, and also a shout out for Kiana Lewis. She got a 9.9 on vault, 9.85 on floor. really strong for them. West Virginia did not count any scores with a major break. They had a very solid team performance, finished with a 196.225. And then Iowa State finished fourth in the Big 12 championships. We also didn't see a ton of Iowa State, but a couple of their floor performances really stood out to me. I thought Alondra Maldonado, I had never seen her do floor before. She's a fantastic dancer. She did a great job, I thought, of connecting to the music, connecting to the audience, really showing that strong performance.
You know, I wanted to see more. We just got to see a little piece of it. Her tumbling was really strong, really fun and engaging. Yeah, I think the floor was strong for both West Virginia and Iowa. I mean, it's unfortunate Iowa had a little bit of fall at the beginning, you know, a few fumbles, both in beam and bars along the way. So I think it was a little bit of a tough night for them, but still some really exciting gymnastics.
That's right. So Iowa State did have to count a fall, like you said, on both the beam and the bars, but certainly some fun floor exercises. Maddie Diab is another one that I just have to shout out. She gave such a terrific performance, crowned herself at the end, and the commentators cheered for, yes, Maddie is the queen. She deserves the crown. One other person just to give a shout out to, Anna Lee from West Virginia. They showed that she had unfortunately suffered a knee injury on the uneven bars. So sending all of our best to Anna Lee. Hope she's okay and has a complete recovery soon.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the commentators noted this, but that team stayed together even after that injury and just demonstrated a lot of poise and consistency following that, which, you know, can be difficult to come back from.
Absolutely. She was also able to salute before she fell to the ground with her knee injury. And it's good she did, because her 9.7 ended up counting on the uneven bars. They had a later athlete who fell off the bars. So good for her for contributing that counting score for the team, and just wishing her a complete recovery.
Little Carrie Strug moment, pushing through the injury.
Throw those hands up, get your score.
And then get some medical attention.
And then the medical attention. So is this your first time watching the University of Denver?
It is, actually.
They have such a wonderful team, such a diverse, interesting team. They do such beautiful and strong gymnastics. They started on the vault. First off, I thought their leotard for this meet was really beautiful. It was sort of a red, white ombre on the front with the sparkles.
Clearly the most important thing about the gymnastics, right? The fashion.
The fashion. You know, it's conference championships. Everyone's pulling out the new leotards. I mean, Riley Mundell stuck that Yurchenko 1.5 on vault. You can't do it any better than that. That was so impressive.
For sure. And pulled out a 9.95 with that one. Yeah, they had a really strong start on the vault. A couple of stuck landings there. A little bit of trouble with Rosie. I don't think we actually saw that, but they noted that she had a fall there, but really strong on vault across the board.
Yeah, I'm not sure what was up with Rosie Casale. I have her in one of my fantasy gymnastics teams, and she has a capability of getting huge scores. But like you pointed out, she got a very low score on vault, like maybe she fell. She didn't get a characteristic score for her on bars. She got a 9.775. And then they showed on the floor, she had a problem punching into her combination pass, and the coach told her to stop and not do her final tumbling pass. So it seemed like something is a little bit off. I hope she's not injured. Sending all of our best again to Rosie for a quick recovery, and I hope she's okay.
Absolutely.
They showed Mila Brush started their vault rotation. She nearly stuck that Yurchenko full, and that was a great way to start.
It really was. It was just a slight step there at the end, but still pulling a 9.85. I mean, their scores across the board with vault were really strong.
After the first rotation, they were only 0.3 back from Oklahoma. So really great way to start. They moved over to bars. Jessica Hutchinson scored a 9.9 and was not featured on the broadcast, but they did show a little bit of her replay, and it looked like she had a really fantastic routine.
She really does. And I mean, she just has beautiful lines all around that showed up later in the floor as well. And so even the little bit that we did see of her bars was just beautiful.
Another one that really stood out to me on the uneven bars, freshman Kylie Rorich coming through at the Big 12 championships with a huge 9.875. I can only imagine it must be a bit nervous making in your first Big 12 championships when you're in this tight battle after one rotation, but she just came through with a great routine.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that stands out to me is that she stuck that landing, and compared to the other routines that they covered, at least, there were some small steps, slight hops here and there, still, you know, beautiful gymnastics, but she, you know, rose to the top there with that stuck landing and, you know, was there to compete.
I thought Lindsey Brown did a beautiful job on the bars. We'll talk about her, of course, as we move throughout the meet. She's a fantastic all-arounder, having her sixth year on the team at Denver. A few places were a little bit off. It wasn't her ideal day, but I thought she had a beautiful routine on the even bars as well.
Yeah, for sure. If we head over to the beam, I mean, Lindsey had a gorgeous routine there, just sticking with her all the way through, just so strong and consistent, really stuck that landing at the end. I think she was leading off for them, and I think she just really set the tone for that rotation for Denver.
Absolutely. Yeah, she went first, got that 9.9. Their counting scores were nothing lower than a 9.85. So fantastic job on Denver's beam. Big shout out to Callie Schlottmann with also scoring a 9.95. Just a fantastic job. And then, like you pointed out, Jessica Hutchinson coming through with that huge routine at the end of the lineup for a 9.95. I thought Riley Mundell was doing such a great job. She's beautiful on the balance beam, but unfortunately she had a couple of balance checks that kept her score a little bit lower, but they were able to drop that one.
A little shaky, but I think one of the strongest rotations for Denver, just in terms of the look and the confidence coming through, it was nice to see. There were, you know, fewer steps, fewer bobbles, just much more consistency on beam yesterday.
They had been about 3/10 shy of Oklahoma after the first rotation. That grew to about 5/10 shy after the second rotation, but then they had this on fire beam rotation. And I thought, wow, like as good as Denver was, and they were absolutely on fire on the beam, it was so hard to make up any ground because Oklahoma was over on the bars, also just killing it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, they just kind of lit on fire with that third and fourth rotation with Oklahoma. So it was tough. You know, Denver was hanging in there again, like there to compete and, you know, made for a really fun meet.
Yeah. So then Denver moved to floor in the fourth rotation.
Yeah. Jessica Hutchinson, I just find to be beautiful. She's a little bit, you know, taller, has like incredibly clean lines. So, you know, watching her dance and her movement, it's smooth and engaging. Her tumbling was great today, for sure. I thought Lindsey Brown's energy was wonderful, you know, giving that nod to former Denver gymnasts, you know, and pulling together two of those routines in a really great way. Lots of fun energy, a little bit of a rough first tumbling pass, but, you know, ended with a really solid performance across the board. It was a nice way to kind of end her Big 12 performance.
That's right. I think these rotations are done by the draw. So where you start and where you end wasn't based on rankings or anything. But what a nice tribute to Lindsey Brown and her career that she was the last one on the floor at the end of the last rotation. Everybody else had finished and just got to enjoy that final performance in the Big 12s from Lindsey Brown. It's been a joy to watch her and cheering her on as Denver moves into regionals. Another person whose dancing really stood out to me from Denver was Bella Mabanta.
Yeah, absolutely. I have just a note about just her positive energy and just, you know, energy in general. Really, really nice to see. You know, I think some of the floor routines compared to Oklahoma, who I find to be a little bit stiff in some of their choreography and dancing, it's fun to see them letting loose a little bit, seeing more of their personality come through. I don't think that takes away from the gymnastics at all. I think it just adds to the experience. So she was really fun to watch.
I just thought it was so engaged and passionate and used her full body and her really cool movements. That was a really fun rotation, and props to Denver for finishing the meet with such a strong performance. They ended with a 197.175 to finish second. They lost a little bit more ground because they did have a lower score that they had to count on floor. Abby Thompson, who we did not get to see, scored a 9.625. And they, of course, then had to drop Rosie's score after she had to not do her final pass. Right up until the end, Denver put up a strong fight. They showed that they're really in it as one of the top teams in the country.
I think the need there is just around consistency. They have some incredible gymnasts, a lot of strength, a lot of creativity. And, you know, if they can get that consistency and stick more of those landings, they'll be right up there.
So then Oklahoma, they started on floor. Again, I guess this was luck of the draw, but really normal floor rotation from Oklahoma, which means huge tumbling, stuck nearly every pass, really energetic performances. Reagan Smith was just a little bit short on her final pass, which is a little bit out of character for her. But really, Jordan Bowers, Danny Sievers, and Faith Torres really stood out to me as such strong performers for them.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's funny you note Reagan Smith with that little hop backwards. She had that kind of unusual leg extension to balance herself out, but she still pulled out a 9.9, which is pretty incredible. Yeah, I mean, they're just so clean. It was a really nice introduction to Oklahoma for the evening. Everything looks and feels just so consistent. It brings a lot of confidence as you're watching it. There was never a worry that something was going to go awry there. I do think their choreography is a little bit tight, and I think that just seems to be how they err in terms of consistency. As opposed to going super big all the time, they're going to go big enough, and they're going to go clean consistently.
And we heard that from head coach KJ Kindler in a couple of the interview segments, that consistency is their middle name. And that's what they're aiming for, to be consistent all the time.
Up that way tonight, for sure.
Job well done. They sure did. So floor was terrific. They moved over to vault. This wasn't one of their meets where they really stuck everything, but it was bookended by two fantastic vaults. Again, Danny Sievers led them off. Totally stuck her vault, 9.95 in the leadoff spot.
That set the tone for the vault for sure. I mean, not to jump ahead, but she also set the tone in the bars again. She just had a great night all the way around. And then Olivia Troutman at the end really stuck that landing and pulled a 9.95. Yeah, I think it was another just strong, consistent rotation. You know, I don't think there's anything below a 9.85 for that rotation. That's right.
And everyone else, very strong vaults, very well done, just little hops or scoots forward, which is, as they said on the commentary, is exactly what you want. You don't want to finish short. Put together a huge vault rotation, 49.5 on the vault, well outpacing all the other teams. So they're off to the races with a B-level performance for them on the vaults.
Their toughest rotation of the night, still incredible. Really strong.
That's right. So then they moved over to bars. And as you mentioned before, their final two were just totally on fire. I think they stuck every dismount on the uneven bars. It's hard to even pick who was a favorite there because they all did incredibly well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I just have another stuck landing, another stuck landing, another stuck landing. They just landed every single dismount, so consistent. They were focusing a lot on their handstands and how clean they were. You know, they're putting up those visuals to actually show the angle. Every gymnast was spot on, which was just beautiful to see. Danny started it off with a really strong performance, and then it just closed up with Audrey Davis landing that super unique dismount and hitting a 9.95.
Her swing is so pretty. I just love to watch her. It was great to see Danae Fletcher perform on the bars. The commentators had mentioned that she was pulled from the other events due to some Achilles pain, but did a great job on the uneven bars. There was one handstand that looked like she had to save it. It arched over just a little bit. But again, just like the rest of her teammates, she nailed that dismount and did an excellent job. Yeah. I'll also shout out Olivia Troutman's form. She does those two between the bars release moves, the Maloney up to the high and then the pack back down to the low. That's a place where gymnasts tend to lose a little bit of hip angle or leg form. She stays extended, legs glued together the entire time. It looks like a different skill when Olivia Troutman does it, and no wonder they're giving her a 9.95. It was fantastic.
Yeah, she had a great night. I mean, am I correct? Were all three of her performances 9.95s, beam bars, and vault?
That's right. She was a 995 machine.
My goodness. She was out on the floor. She would have given Jordan a run for the money with the all around.
That's right. That's right. And I'm glad you pointed out Danny Sievers and how strong she was. She got 1.995 and 2.9925s, and many of those in the leadoff position, of course. They mentioned during one rotation that she was a little bit of the unsung hero, or the one that the media maybe don't pay as much attention to. That's coming from the coaching staff. And, you know, I paid a lot of attention to her at this meet because she's terrific.
Yeah, I mean, you just see that consistency across the board with so many of their athletes. It's just an incredibly talented, hardworking team. You can just see it in their performances.
Oh, you went to beam for the final rotation. They were leading by about 0.7 of a point heading into the beam. Their leadoff, Jenna Dunn, who's always rock solid, looked like she took a little hop at the end of her routine. And I thought, oh, I wonder if Bean's going to be strong for them tonight. But then that was maybe the only error in the bull rotation. Everybody else was on fire.
On fire. Yeah, I mean, it was maybe a little bit of a hop, but like very nearly a stuck landing. I'm still pulling a 985 for Jenna. And then it just went up from there. You know, I mean, Olivia Troutman, 995. Jordan Bowers pulling the 9925. Faith Torres, 9975. Audrey, 9925. And Reagan ending everything up with that 10. I mean, what an incredible rotation and way to end this meet and, you know, just really prove that they deserve to be on top of the podium.
Absolutely. There were a few score adjustments at the end of the meet, and I think Jordan Bowers' score might have been raised to a 995. There was also, the commentators pointed this out, they went out of order on the uneven bars, which is a deduction, and I was listening to see if they mentioned that they took that deduction. It sounds like they did. So they took a 10th off the final team score for going out of order on the uneven bars. And then there were a couple of score adjustments after the end of each rotation. So I think the judges were making sure everything was exactly right for the championships, or maybe the coaches were putting in some inquiries to make sure they were exactly right. Faith Torres and Jordan Bowers, I thought they were so impressive. It's like they did not let up. Every skill, those dismounts were totally stuck. They showed us two championship rotations. And, you know, the other two were great also.
The floor and the vault rotations, if those are going to be your weakest, you're still on a championship pass. I mean, it was just a really impressive performance for Oklahoma. And they had everything to lose on the beam. And I think sometimes when you're competing, that's the hardest place to be. You feel that pressure going in. You know you're going to need to stick the landing in order to stay on top. Sometimes a little bit nicer to come in as the underdog, but they went in with that pressure and they handled it like champions.
With last night's scores now incorporated in every team's national qualifying score, Oklahoma finishes the regular season as number one. They are hosting a regional. So it currently looks like Alabama, Kentucky, and Ohio State will be the other ranked teams going to the Oklahoma regional. Denver, they finished the regular season number 13. So they'll be paired up with UCLA, Utah, and Auburn. However, asterisk, Denver is a host and UCLA is a host. So what they're going to have to do is shift those rankings in some way. I think they might shift Denver and Missouri. And that means that Denver will be against Michigan, LSU, and Oregon State in their regional. So wishing all these teams great success at regionals as they move on to the next step of their competition. And for Iowa State and West Virginia, who it currently looks like will not be going to regionals as a team, hoping that they can qualify some of their outstanding individuals to move on to the regional championships.
Really, really awesome meet to watch.
I also wanted to ask you about the graphics that they showed between the rotation breaks. So the first one was they had a map of the world and they were showing all the different countries where athletes were coming to Iowa State from. The other one was the mountain of success, and they showed these critters putting flags in the ground based on how many national championships their teams had won. What did you think of the funny graphics in between the rotation?
I like the graphics showing the diversity of the athletes and kind of their origin from the maps. I don't necessarily understand the critters with the flags per se, you know, but good for them for going out on a creative limb, trying to create some engagement and create some dimension there.
I'm not totally sure I saw the point of that one.
They might have a little bit of work to do between this and the Mary Lou Retton piece. There's opportunities for.
There you go. We'll give an A to all the athletes who performed. We'll give like solid B to the production team. Shows improvement.
Shows improvement. I will say the one graphic I do like is when on the bars they were pulling out the angles and really showing those lines of the athletes along the way. I feel like that adds a lot and helps us as viewers really see more of what the judges are looking for specifically.
Agreed, agreed. And for the most part, I thought the camera angles during the competition were showing the right things. They were shooting beam from the side. They were showing those side angles on the bars so you could really see. There were a couple of vaults they showed from the end and a couple of beam routines they showed from the end, which I feel like isn't as clear to see what the split positions are like and how well they're landing. But I would say for the most part, the camera angles in the gymnastics shooting were very strong.
The split screen with four different rotations happening at the same time can be a little bit disorienting, though it does feel more like you're at a real meet where you're trying to figure out where your eyes should go. So I appreciate the effort to bring all of those pieces together to show as much of the gymnastics as possible. It would have been nice to see a little more of the third and fourth place teams, but yeah, good effort to get a lot of the gymnasts some screen time.
Agreed. They would basically start each rotation with that quad box, and you would watch the first half of the first routine kind of in the quad box. I'm trying to see this athlete over here on the bars, and I'm trying to keep track of what's happening on the beam, but it's kind of a lot to follow. So good on them. They kind of started that way, and then they zoomed in on what they were going to show throughout the rotation, which meant we did lose some teams and some performances, but at least it means you're able to follow along the storyline a little bit more clearly.
Absolutely. You know, Ken, moving away from the Big 12, I'm curious, how did Alabama do at the SEC championships this weekend?
So Alabama came into the final session of SECs ranked fourth, and they finished second. So they finished just behind Florida at the SEC championships. LSU finished third, Kentucky finished fourth, and now with the overall final season NQS rankings, Alabama has pulled just ahead of Kentucky by 1/100th of a point. So they will be paired with Oklahoma and Ohio State in that regional final. That'll be exciting to see the battle between Alabama and Kentucky to see who moves on to the national championships. The other really interesting thing to watch from SEC championships, Suni Lee has been out of competition for 3 or 4 weeks due to a non-gymnastics related injury, according to her coaches. And Auburn was in that first session and they won the first session with a very strong score of 197.1. So they're finishing the regular season in 12th, paired with UCLA and Utah for their regional championships. So we'll be cheering on Auburn and hoping perhaps to see Suni Lee return to the lineup in the next few weeks.
All very exciting. Going back to Michigan State, who we talked about last year, Ken, how did they do this weekend at the Big Ten?
We loved so much watching Michigan State last year, and they're just as strong this year. They've got such exciting gymnasts. They finished second to the University of Michigan at the Big Ten Championships, 197.55 to 198, so less than 0.5 behind. They both did an excellent job. And in the Big Tens, another exciting thing happened in the first session. Minnesota, from the earlier session, finished third. So they beat two other teams from the final session and moved up into that third spot. So big shout out to Michigan, Michigan State, and Minnesota for giving such great performances in the Big Ten championships. Michigan finishes the regular season ranked third. They'll be paired with LSU, Oregon State, and probably Denver in their regional championships. And it looks like Michigan State will be paired with Florida, Cal, and Arizona State. So really pulling for Michigan State to see how far they can go and if they can possibly make it through the Nationals this season.
Yeah, that's exciting. Great weekend for so many teams. It's always nice when the teams show up with really strong performances and you see the competition out there in a strong way. So congratulations to all of the teams this weekend.
Sending congrats and thanks to all the seniors who will be wrapping up their gymnastics careers in the next few weeks. You know, it's been a joy to see you and we'll be cheering you on as you take those final routines. So one more question for you. I don't think we talked about this last year. Do you have a favorite event to watch among the four?
Oh, gosh, that's a really good question. It varies. I think it depends on the team that I'm watching, to be honest. You know, again, I go back to liking really powerful gymnastics. And, you know, when you have really strong gymnasts out there who are going for it on the vault, I love a good vault rotation. And then I like a creative floor as well. Something that really pushes the envelope, brings out some of the individual gymnast creativity. I think that can be really exciting to watch, but I really enjoy it all around.
So with the Big 12 championships, who is your favorite on vault and who is your favorite individual gymnast on the floor?
Oh gosh, individual gymnast on the floor. That's a tough one. I mean, Lindsay really shines to me. And I think that might have to do more with the story and the energy that she was bringing to this. Just a really fun, exciting performance to watch. I think Danny Seaver leading off for Oklahoma in their rotation, she just set the tone. And it was the first vault that I sat up in my seat while I was watching and was, you know, ready for Oklahoma to really, you know, command that rotation, which they did.
I love the two great choices. I may give a shout out to one of my gymnasts of the meet truly was Faith Torres to come in as a freshman, be in three lineups like she was and give such strong championship performances. Big shout out to Faith Torres from Oklahoma. She's a phenomenal athlete. And then Jessica Hutchinson, all across the board, she gave phenomenal performances, especially that floor exercise, as you point out, with her mother's choreography from the 1992 Olympics and her long lines. Her leaps are elegant, but her tumbling's elegant too. So big shout out to her.
So much consistency again for Oklahoma. Olivia Troutman as well, with really strong performances and so many rotations. Yeah, it was a really fun meet to watch. I'm glad that you invited me to join you in celebrating these four teams and really seeing some awesome gymnastics.
This was a really fun one to watch. Well, thank you so much for joining. Would you be willing to be a guest again in the future?
Absolutely, Kenty Mac, anytime.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, you too.
Congratulations to all the champions of the Big 12 for 2023. Oklahoma won the team title with a 198.4. Jordan Bowers from Oklahoma won the all-around at 39.7. Riley Mundell from Denver and Danielle Sievers and Olivia Troutman from Oklahoma tied for the vault title with 9.95. Audrey Davis and Olivia Troutman from Oklahoma tied for the bars title with 9.95. Reagan Smith from Oklahoma won the beam with a perfect 10. And Jessica Hutchinson from Denver, Maddie Diab from Iowa State, and Faith Torres and Jordan Bowers from Oklahoma all tied for the floor title with 9.95. Congrats to all the champions at Big 12s. Thank you so much for listening. We'd love to hear from you, the listeners. What would you like to hear us discuss on next week's episode? Please reach out to me on Twitter at KentyMac, or you can email me at kentymac@gmail.com. Please click subscribe or rate us wherever you listen to your podcasts. Also, check out video of some of these conversations on my YouTube channel, Kenty Mac Gymnastics. Thank you so much for listening. See you next week. Stay safe and enjoy gymnastics.
Double back with Kenty Mac.